grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel read on this Lord's Day, St. John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. On this first Sunday after Easter Day, the Gospel read brings to mind a poem that was written at the end of the First World War with all its devastation and heartbreak. The poem was written by an English parson who had seen more than he could bear. The parson's name was Edward Shillito, and the name of his poem is Jesus of the Scars. Jesus of the Scars. And this is what he wrote. If we have never sought thee, we seek thee now. Thine eyes burn through the dark, our only stars. We must have sight of thorn pricks on thy brow. We must have thee, O Jesus of the Scars. The heavens frighten us, they are too calm. In all the universe, we have no place. Our wounds are hurting us. Where is the balm? Lord Jesus, by thy scars, we claim thy grace. If when the doors are shut, thou drawest near, only reveal those hands, that side of thine. We know today what wounds are. Have no fear, show us thy scars. We know the countersign. The other gods were strong, but thou wast weak. They rode, but thou didst stumble to a throne. But to our wounds, only God's wounds can speak, and not a God has wounds, but thou alone. To our wounds, only God's wounds can speak, and not a God has wounds, but thou alone. If we have never sought, we seek thee now. Thine eyes burn through the dark, our only stars. We must have sight of thorn pricks on thy brow. We must have thee, O Jesus, of the scars. We read in the appointed gospel for this day, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord, when they saw Jesus of the scars. There come to mind those wonderful words of Charles Wesley's hymn, "Those dear tokens of his passion, still his dazzling body bears. Cause of endless exultation to his ransomed worshipers. With what rapture, gaze we on those glorious scars. 8 days after the first Easter day, the risen Lord again appears to his disciples and says to doubting Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand and place it in my side, and do not be faithless but believing." And Thomas exclaims, "My Lord and my God." In the words of the poem, "To our wounds only God's wounds can speak, and not a God has wounds, but thou alone, O Jesus of the scars." The risen Lord came to his frightened disciples hiding behind locked doors. And to these men who all had forsaken him and fled, he speaks no word of reproach, but he instead speaks the word of peace and shows them his hands and his side. The disciples needed to see. Doubting Thomas needed to see the scars, the wounds, the marks of the nails and the spear, the marks of his love. As we sing, "Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side." To our wounds, only God's wounds can speak, and not a God has wounds, but thou alone. We clearly live in a wounded world, and we are all, every last one of us, wounded human beings. Some of our wounds can be seen. Others are hidden, but no less real and painful. But whatever our wounds might be, they cannot be cause for despair, because these wounds only show us how much we need the Savior and his healing wounds which make us whole. As the prophet Isaiah wrote, "By his stripes we are healed." And so the wounds still to be seen in the body of the risen Lord are in fact cause for joy, because through the Holy Cross, joy has come into all the world. And the Lord Christ, who all unseen governs all things for our good, remains our truly human brother, who truly sympathizes with all our weakness and is ever with us to heal and to bless, and promises to bring us in the end to the life everlasting and the joy eternal. If we have never sought thee, we seek thee now. Thine eyes burn through the dark, our only stars. We must have sight of thorn pricks on thy brow. We must have thee, O Jesus of the scars. To our wounds, only God's wounds can speak, and not a God has wounds, but thou alone. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.